For all your craft beer needs, you're in the right place as Jefferson, the craft beer guy, makes his way into the studio because it is Friday. It's beer o'clock. It's craft beer o'clock. And today we're talking about a big trend in craft beers, farm breweries.
Thanks, Huber. I took a drive to Mount Airy this week, winding my way through farmland to Red Shedman Farm Brewery. Red Shedman's brewmaster, Vic Allen, and I grabbed a couple stools, a few beers, and sat down at the bar in their tap room and caught up on life and beer.
Thanks, Jefferson. We've had a great summer, and we're certainly blessed that our fans keep on seeking us out. We've had a lot of exciting beers that have come out as well, and we've done a pale ale, which was Pitchfork Pale Ale. We came out with Barnstormer Double IPA, which are both cold processed whirlpool hopped IPAs. You can do hop addition and put tons of hops in the fermenter, and there are ways to make that work better and better, but the most efficient way is actually doing a cold whirlpool. We have lots of different areas where we can put hops in the beer. We can hop in the mash. We can hop in the boil. We can hop cold hop in the whirlpool, and then you can hop in the fermenter, and just depends on how crazy you want to get in the process.
We then tasted each of these whirlpool hopped ales: Pitchfork Pale Ale, Suicide Blonde, a white IPA, and Barnstormer Double IPA. But like most breweries, Red Shedman has a lot of different styles to experience.
We've just won recently a medal in a strawberry rhubarb goza. We also did an agave lime goza, which was like a margarita in a glass. This fall, we're looking at making a cranberry cider, and we've also got away from the barrel aging for the summer, but now we're back into it. So look forward to see us have our barrel aged stout and our honey bourbon back on tap again. And as so goes fall, so goes the pumpkin, and we've just done an amber pumpkin Oktoberfest beer, which will be out next week.
Red Shedman has both of their gozas on draft right now. Their Kryptonite Goza.
We made it with 60 pounds of agave nectar, and we ground up by hand 30 pounds of limes. And then we put them in there, we made our own extract, and got all the flavor out of the limes, and that's where it was an agave lime.
And their Strawberry Rhubarb Goza.
A whole bunch of rhubarb that's ground up and boiled on the stove, and we make our own extract from the rhubarb, and then we take all that flavor and throw it in a whirlpool and get the flavor back into the wort. And then put the strawberries in and let it kettle sour for a day or two, bring it back up to a boil and throw it in the fermenter. We're done.
Red Shedman is at 13601 Glisten's Mill Road in Mount Airy. Enjoy the drive and the beer. Cheers.
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from the liquor pump. 8535 Old Harford Road in Parkville. Empty? Fill up at the pump.